Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
So, you know, it's trademarked. That's why it's called the Munch Wrap Soulpreme and then the Crunchy Wraps at Terra
You can't
Tacos.
Just start serving a Crunch Wrap Supreme.
You cannot, yeah. Apparently. I mean, they're going to come for you. So, toast options in the morning are very popular.
Toast seems to be the theme this month.
I mean, it is apparently unfolding right before my eyes. But they also have avocado toast and ricotta toast and a few other menu options. But it's a beautiful space. I think that's what's really the draw here. You know, it's kind of like if you love going to coffee shops and hanging out and, you know, doing a little work, it's an ideal location for something like that. Tried a cocktail that had mezcal and scotch and barrel-aged gin and all this stuff in it. I mean, I had a drink from Tony Saputo at Benevolent King years ago that had like 20 ingredients in it. I mean, they just operate on a different level.
I'm Sarah Fenske. Maybe you're looking for a new restaurant to try this month. Well, maybe takeout in light of the COVID situation, but something new. Or maybe you're looking for something comforting. Maybe a high-end version of Taco Bell's iconic Crunchwrap Supreme. Either way, this month Sauce Magazine has you covered. And here to discuss some of the things in it is Meera Nagarajan. She is the executive editor of Sauce Magazine. Meera, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So Meera, January is always a tough time for restaurants. On top of that, they're dealing with Omicron. Is this an anxious time in the restaurant world?
I think it is. Some places are opting to close and move back to takeout only. Some places are just trying to adapt as best as they can based on the staff that they have available to them. So I do think it's a little bit of an anxious time, but they've been dealing with it for years now. Years.
Years, literally.
So at least they have some experience to draw from to make the most of a difficult situation.
Absolutely. And what's hopeful is to see people opening even in the middle of this. You mm-hmm. guys had some places you're recommending this month that sound so good. What can you tell us about Beets and Bones in Clayton?
Oh, yes. Okay, so they were operating out of Upshot Coffee as a like ghost kitchen pop-up situation. In Cottleville, and this is their first brick and mortar, so it's kind of nutrition forward food. They have loaded toasts and juices and bone broth and that type of thing. I feel like for the new year, if you're trying to adapt your diet to like meet your health goals or whatever your diet goals are, this is a really great place to check out. We love their avocado toast with like corn and poblano, kind of a Mexican vibe. Also in that same vein, their Texicano bowl with walnut taco meat and sweet potatoes and this really delicious vegan Chipotle ranch. So if you're looking to like adapt for your like New Year's goals, this is a great place to start. I loved the food there. I thought it was really delicious.
So that is Beets and Bones, a nutrition forward. I love that term, nutrition forward place in Clayton. I got to switch gears here because my goals do not involve being nutrition forward. My New Year's goals involve Wild Crush Wine Barn, which is now open in Town and Country.
Such a fun place. It's a kind of a unique concept. They have this dispensing machine, and you go to the bartender, fill up a card for $25 a minimum, and then you go to this machine and then you can pick out what wine you want to try, and you can get a 2-ounce pour, a 4-ounce pour, or a 6-ounce pour. So you could try like a really expensive bottle of Camus Cabernet out of Napa Valley and get a 2-ounce pour for $15 just to try it. Mm-hmm. You could probably get a couple glasses and do your own tasting at the table if you want to get creative. But I think it's a fun experience for trying some wines that you've never had before. It's a little bit of a social experiment. I think that kind of wine dispensing system is really unique. And they have like, it preserves the wine so it can be open for weeks. They have a little bit of food like cheese plates, flatbreads, but the focus here is the wine. It's a wine bar. And it's a really pretty space, really cool outdoor space when the weather is nice. This like beautiful pond and a water feature. So I think it's a really cool experience. I've never had the wine dispensing thing on my own. There's some sort of autonomy to it that it feels very powerful.
And it is. It's fun. It's very empowering. I like this trend. I feel like there were a couple places that opened pre-COVID. Bissinger's in the Central West End was doing it, and this place in Maplewood that was great, and I cannot get enough of this trend.
You have to try it.
And it sounds like once the weather's a little better, if people are feeling COVID anxious, this is going to be a great place where they can drink this outdoors.
Okay. Love it there.
So that's Wild Crush Wine Barn. Barn, not bar. Wild Crush Wine Barn in Town and Country.
It's very upscale wine, like barn vibes in there.
Upscale barn vibes. It's amazing. Okay, so finally open in the Central West End. I'm so excited about this too. This is Bow Wood by Niche. What can you tell us about this?
I mean, if you've been to Cafe Osage, you know that space was beloved. It's like a beautiful, airy, sunny space. And, you know, Gerard Kraft's team is doing beautiful breakfast and lunch. Dinner soon to come, Italian-inspired, maybe pizzas in the future for dinner. But for now, it's breakfast and lunch. And I loved their menu. It's a fabulous menu. Pancakes, multigrain baked oatmeal. Their avocado toast is a little different. They have charred avocados, so it's got like a little bit of a twist. A couple of throwbacks from Sardella's brunch, which is now closed, but they had these cacio e pepe eggs that were phenomenal. They had this egg sandwich that had a hot sauce aioli and pepper jelly. But it's that same beautiful, serene space, and it is busy, so if you can make a reservation, do it. Their chef is Dakota Williams. He was a Once to Watch, kind of a feature we do every January for rising stars in the restaurant industry. And their GM, Savannah Thomas, is in the issue this month as a Once to Watch, and she's really setting the tone for service, so it's a beautiful experience.
Boy, Gerard Kraft, all of his restaurants are just perfection, and for him to move into this space that so many of us have such fond feelings about, it just feels like just a marriage of two superstars.
Yes, I totally agree.
So here's another one open in the city. This is in the Northampton neighborhood. Piper's Tea and Coffee. This is the first St. Louis location of something that has locations elsewhere.
Yeah, they started out in Kentucky. Actually, it's a husband and wife team. They started selling Earl Grey tea. That was like how they kind of got into the business. That grew. Now they opened a location in Kentucky in 2015 for Piper. That was their first Piper's location. Then they opened a second one in 2020, and this is their third location. So look for like they source their tea, they source their coffee, they make really great coffee drinks, and they have all these homemade syrups like their butter caramel syrup or their honey cinnamon syrup for adding on a little bit of flavor to your coffee drink. And then they have a limited food option menu. They have macaron, they have some pastries from Whisk, and then they have a couple of toast options. I mean, toast options in the morning are very popular.
Toast seems to be the theme this month.
I mean, it is apparently unfolding right before my eyes, but they also have avocado toast and ricotta toast and a few other menu options. But it's a beautiful space. I think that's what's really the draw here. You know, it's kind of like if you love going to coffee shops and hanging out and, you know, doing a little work, it's an ideal location for something like that.
So that is Piper's Tea and Coffee. That's, again, in the city's Northampton neighborhood. Full details on all of these at saucemagazine.com as well as stlonair.show. We have a link to their coverage there. Another place that I gotta admit I'm super excited about, and not just because it has an adorable name, Platypus. What is going on at Platypus in the city's Grove neighborhood?
I think this is such an exciting place. Meredith Barry and Tony Saputo are two bartenders, and they co-own it, and they have tons of experience. If you've been out and had a drink, it's very likely you've had a drink that one of them made or came up with.
If it was a good drink.
If it was a
probably
good
one of them.
Yeah. I mean, they're so creative. They're really smart. They love craft cocktails. They have 5 cocktails on the menu every day. They change all the time. But we tried a milk punch, which is a classic cocktail that was delicious. We tried a cocktail that had mezcal and scotch and barrel-aged gin and all this stuff in it. I mean, I had a drink from Tony Saputo at Benevolent King years ago that had like 20 ingredients in it. I mean, they just operate on a different level. They're really brilliant. And then their food component is Duck Bill, and it's run by Grant Heeman. He used to work at Retreat Fried Food. They have so many options, though, like vegan options, vegetarian options, gluten-free options. They even have gluten-free fryers. And their French fries, delicious. Fried, like, gourmet popcorn. They call it Chooch's Gourmet Popcorn Chicken. delicious. Fried tofu, roasted cauliflower. So it's like, it's the stuff you want to eat when you're having a cocktail. Kind of rich, spicy, salty, really great. And I love the space. It's like, it was in the, it's in the URB space that was in the Grove. So they have three dining rooms. So if you want to space out, there's a lot of space to kind of isolate and, you know, drink responsibly.
Still get your good cocktail.
Yeah, exactly.
So that is Platypus, now open in the Grove. And those are Sauce Magazine's picks for this month. So you mention in your write-up of Platypus that they have French fries that are reminiscent of Fuddruckers in a good way, you say in this write-up. I want to talk about some things that are reminiscent of Taco Bell in a very good way. We're talking about there's this bizarre and amazing local trend where you found numerous places doing their own riff on the Crunchwrap Supreme.
I know.
What up with this? Did you expect to see this trend come down the pike?
No, but we first noticed it with Soul Taco. They have their Munchwrap Supreme. And they got this new chef that is kind of like helping them develop their, you know, like streamline their menu. And this was one of the new things that they came up with. It's got refried beans, jack cheddar, kimchi, so very Soul Taco kind of same flavors, Mexican meets Korean, and it totally works. It's spicy, delicious, and it's got that crunch. Terror Tacos on South Grand, they are a vegan spot, and they do their crunchy wraps. You know, it's trademark, so they have all these. So that's why it's called the Munchwrap Supreme and then the crunchy wraps at Terror
Tacos. You can't
Tacos.
Just start serving a Crunchwrap Supreme.
You cannot, yeah. Apparently. I mean, they're going to come for you. So they have a bunch of vegan options at Terror Tacos. One we tried was their chorizo seitan with pineapple mango salsa. And it's so good. I think Terror Tacos is doing a really great job. And then finally, our cover Crunchwrap. It's called the Crunchy Wrap from the 1207 pop-up operating out of Retreat in the Central West End. And they're doing it with vegan chorizo. It's a vegan one. Vegan chorizo, vegan cheese sauce, black beans, guacamole, and sour cream. And it is so good. They put a taco sauce on it that tastes like Taco Bell to me. So it feels very, like, that's the one I feel like if you're a purist, that's the one to go for.
So again, that's reminiscent in a good way of this fast food classic.
Yeah.
So I have to say, this is on your cover this month. This is such a striking cover. You know, you come out of the art department yourself, so you always have the best covers, even now that you're executive editor. If people are looking at this thing, how can they not want to order one of these? And what's fascinating to me is that all three of these are options that are vegetarian friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just a growing trend. Every time we notice that with places that are opening up, it's like if you're not offering people the dietary range, you're limiting who you can serve. So I think people are really cognizant of that. But, you know, the Terror Tacos guys, they were one of them was operating out of Seeds in Des Moines for a long time. And so they're very committed to the whole vegan diet. So that's why their restaurant is vegan. I just think, yes, vegan food is definitely on the rise. It's definitely more available. But I think just offering more in general is a trend that we're noticing with all restaurants that are opening now.
I love this. And I feel like Taco Bell, as far as fast food places go, it does have this big following among vegetarians because it's one of the few places that bothered to offer something they could eat. So people are maybe paying this back with these tributes. They should take these as a compliment.
I would take it as a compliment. I mean, and they're all really good. You know, I was so surprised. And I think, like, the crunch factor is the key here, and they're all making it super crunchy.
Well, if people are interested in getting these for themselves, again, we have them listed at stlonair.show, as well as all of Sauce Magazine's recommendations. New restaurants open this month. Want to encourage people to pick up Sauce's issue for themselves. Mira, in just our final minute here, you also have the ones to watch. Was it exciting getting to know these up-and-comers, even in this difficult restaurant time?
Yeah. It's amazing to meet young, talented, like, people in the restaurant industry, and everybody that we featured, they had such great praise from former employers, from colleagues, from their current employers. And what they all have in common is they're really ambitious and really great teammates and talented and open to learning and growing. And so we have people from Farmhouse and Bowood and, you know, and even Indo and places that really cultivate talent and attract people who are curious to learn and hopefully one day maybe will open their own place and That's who's on our list right now.
Well, people should read this list for themselves. You want to pick up a copy of Sauce Magazine. You can find that wherever you get your local publications. You can also read them at saucemagazine.com. Meera Nagarajan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
This episode was produced by Kayla Drake, with audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.